Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
What defines Las Vegas? Not what Las Vegas is, but the actual geographic definition of Las Vegas. First of all, there's been a debate about how far north the Strip extends. Some claim the historical boundary of the Strip ends where Sahara Avenue meets Las Vegas Boulevard. The man who bought the Stratosphere Hotel and Casino claims his resort is on the Strip, even though it's a few blocks north of Sahara. Sticklers say the Strat is not on the Strip. However, most people do identify the Strat as being on the north part of the Strip. At one time, it was true that Las Vegas Boulevard, north of Sahara, was the beginning of the downtown area, but Las Vegas has had a history of constantly reinventing itself. Look at another aspect of how we identify the location of Las Vegas. For years, former Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman would appear on network television every New Year's Eve. And what would he say? Happy New Year's from Las Vegas. But the broadcast was from a resort south of Sahara Avenue, which happens to be the edge of the Las Vegas city limits. Las Vegas and all of Clark County have become interchangeable, no offense to Henderson or North Las Vegas. When people talk about the valley as a whole, they usually say Las Vegas. If you live in the county outside of the Las Vegas city limits and are asked where you live, chances are you say Las Vegas. That is the recognizable handle, Las Vegas. So what does all this have to do with McCarran International Airport? There's been a lot of talk of changing the name of the airport because of changing politically correct mores. McCarran was named for the late Pat McCarran, who was a United States Senator from Nevada from 1933 until 1954. He was the one who secured initial funding for the airport. In addition to McCarran having been an ardent anti-communist, anecdotal evidence suggests he was known to have made racist and anti-Semitic remarks. With the recent efforts to change history and historical figures by removing the presence of statues and such from public viewing, no conservative figure with a blemish is safe from being banished. Sometimes those with no sense of history just want to get rid of all figures from the past. Witness the toppling of statues representing Union General Ulysses S. Grant, who led the effort against the Confederacy. Look at the destruction of a statue to Mahatma Gandhi, who helped to lead a nonviolent peaceful revolution. Now, the Democrat members of Nevada's congressional delegation have called on the Democrat governor and Democrat-controlled state legislature to remove a statue of Pat McCarran from the U.S. Capitol. Clark County Commissioner Tick Siegerbloom plans to introduce a name change to the airport after the November elections. He tried to initiate a name change in 2017 when he was a member of the state legislature. He proposes renaming the airport after Harry Reid. While some people contend that we should not have a controversial figure representing a city, it should be noted that Harry Reid had his own history of making controversial racial comments. In his later years in the U.S. Senate, he became a polarizing, divisive figure. Democrats want to pay him back for his political machine that's been successful in electing Democrats. When people come to Las Vegas, they don't say they're going to Clark County or McCarran Airport any more than they would say they're going to Harry Reid Airport. They're coming to Las Vegas. If the name of the airport is to be changed without that change become a contentious, polarizing lightning rod, the most obvious choice has got to be Las Vegas International Airport. That really says it all, because the concept of Las Vegas has no boundaries. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.